what we were trying to achieve from the forum, from the perspective of Indigenous lecturers in teacher education, was that our association formed in a sense that there's so very few of us who are employed at the university level, who are teaching in teacher education particularly. And what we actually needed was to get support. And the Australian Council of Deans of Education, you know, basically our peak body for teacher education, and to get them on board and to actually give them some understanding that Indigenous issues is a priority area in the Australian education landscape, given particularly that we have a national curriculum. Okay, so we've got government sort of talent, you know, putting out policy and curriculum, but we have a whole bank of teachers, almost 450,000, who actually don't have the skills to actually be able to teach into this domain area.
And that's where the 3 hours modules come in. Can you maybe discuss some of the recommendations that arose out of the forum?
From the forum, some of the recommendations were is that we start working towards building the Indigenous academic workforce as a priority area in terms of supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and academics and mentoring them into academic roles in universities, particularly within teacher education. And the other important point was is that we actually had a cascading sponsorship from the deans, that this is on their radar and that they make it a priority. More times than not, Aboriginal staff in schools and faculties of education actually lack that support from senior members of staff who actually say, this is a priority area. That was a really bit of a watershed, I think.
The ACD forum was also a launching pad for the 3 hours modules. So could you explain what the resource is?
The 3 hours modules are a suite of online professional development, learning, because it's come out of the Australian Professional Standards for Teachers that have two specific focus areas that pertain to Indigenous education and reconciliation that teachers should be able to demonstrate in their practice. What we found is that many teachers are actually quite unsure of themselves in this space, and what these modules do is actually build their capacity and confidence to be able to teach Indigenous histories, life, ways and cultures, and not only to Indigenous children, but it's actually how are they teaching about us as Aboriginal people to non-Indigenous learners in the classroom.
Yes, of course. And the 3 R's stand for?
respect, reconciliation and relationships.
Yeah. Who's actually funding this resource?
This resource is a joint funded project, I believe, through AITSL, the Australian Institute of Teaching and School Leadership, and the More Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in Teaching Initiative, MATCIDI.
What do you see as the impediments to teaching the 3 R's for non-Indigenous teachers at the moment?
I think for non-Indigenous teachers who are actually in service, they've come through their teaching degrees with very little knowledge. Considering that, you know, if we look at the numbers of Aboriginal academic staff teaching in this space, there's probably only 15 of us out of 39 universities, you know, and I guess if you break it down further, there's about 4,000 teachers nationally who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, comparatively to 450,000 non-Indigenous teachers. They don't know where to start, and a lot of the time their own personal understanding is actually shaped by their own schooling experiences in the past. So we're looking at people who went through school in the 80s, 70s, when Aboriginal content wasn't even in existence on the curriculum, even at the university level. We've had a lot of momentum in the Aboriginal education space, but it seems to be getting caught up all the time. Teachers are sort of really worried about doing the wrong thing or offending somebody so they won't do it. Things like getting the language correct, things like, you know, and this is even a criticism of government, who still use acronyms like ATSI. The acronym ATSI, I believe, in my humble opinion, is actually, it dehumanises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It reduces our existence to just an acronym. So these sorts of things are things that I teach to my students in how they are engaging in their spaces in their classrooms with non-Indigenous learners. And when they go out to schools, a lot of their teachers are sort of saying, oh, you know, you actually know much more than I do in this space. And so I think it's really also, teachers tend to let themselves off the hook if they just say, well, I haven't got any Aboriginal kids in my class, therefore I don't have to teach this. When in actual fact, you should certainly be teaching this to your non-Indigenous learners in your classroom. It's the fabric of our nation. It starts in the classroom. You start normalizing these things in the classroom. It's not new later on in life.
I have this interesting facts sheet from the forum. Is there anything that's a standout, an issue that's an absolute priority for you?
An absolute priority for me is that teachers actually start engaging in this space. Particularly if you're, you know, in a state government school, you're actually paid to do this. You're a public servant and you're not doing your job, I guess.
Yes.
You know? For me, that's very simple. To do a good job, you should be doing it properly. And I don't want to beat up on teachers either, being a teacher. But there has to be a level of confidence to get things wrong, you know. We're all human. But as long as we're trying,